It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Have you heard about the latest hack or security breach? Is your response to this question, ugh, not another one? Did you update your password, etc.? Or have you thrown up your hands entirely? Well, according to a new study from the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, a lot of people's response is the latter, Gigi Duban reports.
Enter your password. Nope, doesn't match. Actually, create a new password. No, make it stronger. Ugh, this happened to Arthur Asa Berger just yesterday morning.
I said the hell with it. I just didn't want to bother with it. That happens frequently.
And he's an expert. He wrote a book about digital culture. If Berger went in to lie on the virtual couch, he'd probably get a diagnosis. Security fatigue.
Yes, it is a thing.
Mary Theofanis is a computer scientist with NIST, whose team did the study. And people brought up one thing again and again.
We just kept seeing this overwhelming weariness and loss of control and their resignation.
So when it came time to act, to update software or order that bathrobe online, people just didn't, including those at work.
So you're losing productivity from the employee as well.
Not to mention more abandoned online transactions. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today, Maria Burns Ortiz. She is CEO of the educational games startup Seven Generation Games. Maria, all right. You ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm all set.
1 million retweets.
Probably doesn't have anything to do with vice presidential debates.
This is actually the number of retweets the CEO of T-Mobile. He sent out a tweet this week and said that if it got 1 million retweets, he would pay the expenses to send somebody to Mars.
Right. I don't know how that works out as far as ROI. But in my other question is, did you have to be one of the million people to get the trip, or is this open to anyone now?
You know, I don't know. It's still a little mysterious. Would you retweet?
I probably wouldn't, but I travel so much for work that going to Mars just seems like a lot.
Not enough movies in the world. What do you got for me?
So $7,000.
Oh, definitely the amount of debt I had on a credit card or a student loan at one point.
Well, student loan is a little bit along the line. So it is the cost of a master's in computer science online from Georgia Tech, which is a top 10 program and is offering basically for a fraction of cost of other programs. It's been getting some press recently again. And it's if they've cracked the secret to both effective and affordable online degrees, that is really going to be a game changer when it comes to the future of distance learning.
I love that price tag. All right. 80% of a charge.
What my battery has after about 20 minutes on my cell phone.
It's a lot better than what this number is actually about. It's actually about this guy, Brian Green, and his Samsung Galaxy Note 7. So Brian Green got on a plane, a flight from Louisville to Baltimore on Wednesday morning. The phone, which was one of the replacements that Samsung sent out after it recalled the original model, started smoking when he powered down the phone after takeoff.
You know, if you can't even feel confident now with the replacement one, what are they going to do?
This is not good.
Right. So 81 million users.
81 million users are the actual valuable non-troll, non-bot users of Twitter.
Well, it's actually the number of virtual headset users they expect to be on the market by 2020, which is up from what is currently 4 million. So it seems like we're really on the verge of seeing virtual reality become a reality for a lot more people.
They do seem to be getting cheap enough that people might really buy in. Maria Burns Ortiz is CEO of the educational games startup Seven Generation Games. Maria, thanks for playing along.
Thanks so much, Remy.
And before we go, the debates come fast and furious this month. Seems just yesterday I was wondering when moderators were going to get a mute button. Sadly, that technology seems far off, but Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been at Washington University in St. Louis ahead of this Sunday's presidential debate. And talking to the university's Presidential Debate Steering Committee Chair Steve Givens about the technology used to deliver it all, from the podiums and spin alley to the masses. Givens says it used to be a lot different.
So in 1992, when we did this for the first time, technology for media was literally a trailer of payphones on wheels that were brought in so that the media could rush to the payphones and literally call in their stories to their editors.
These days, there are a lot more platforms and ways to deliver the news, and maybe a few more people to deliver it. Washington University is expecting at least 2,500 members of the media.
You know, they expect all that stuff to work, and we do too. Obviously, that would be the worst thing in the world, is to be known as the place where the technology didn't work.
Price tag for making sure it does work, $2 to $3 million.
So there's a lot of infrastructure things that we have to do to make sure that the power and the air conditioning and the Ethernet and the Wi-Fi coverage and the cellular coverage, all those things are where they need to be.
Steve Givens of Washington University, that audio from St. Louis and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Hey, if you want to know where to stream the debate and are about to Google it, don't. Instead, just go to marketplace.org. If you want to watch on Sunday, we'll have commentary, video, audio, and hopefully some sense of decorum, or at least a couple solid Twitter jokes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.